Meanwhile, in Afghanistan, spring has brought a locust plague of biblical proportions. It's the worst epidemic the country's seen in decades. And as NPR's Guy Raz reports from the northern province of Baghlan, it's forcing farmers across Afghanistan to take drastic measures.
This is what the drive through the lush green valleys of Baghlan province sounds like. Every second or so, another locust splatters across the car's windshield or is smashed on its front grill. Within a few minutes, the number of dead locusts stuck to the car is enough to provide the low-flying bands of sparrows with an all-you-can-eat buffet. But this is a tiny fraction of the millions of locusts that now create a virtual cloud cover in some parts of northern Afghanistan. Vast stretches of farmland in Baghlan province could be mistaken for shimmering golden ponds. But a closer look reveals something rather gruesome. Millions and millions of winged bugs munching their way through Afghanistan's traditional breadbasket. In the village of Tapai Kandari, thousands of locusts mow through acres of farmland, destroying much of the wheat and corn crop here. The combination of good rains, the absence of pesticide, and total neglect over the past 5 years have created ripe conditions for the locust to thrive. The village elder, Ajida Sudin, strokes his white beard and offers his own theory.
We are being punished by God because of the way we've behaved. For the past 23 years, people in this area have killed each other, and that's why no one trusts anyone else. So God is now teaching us a lesson.
This afternoon, Ajida Sudin can only stand along the perimeter of his wheat field and watch helplessly.
They just arrived here yesterday. They flew down from the mountains over there. So we went into town to get some poison from the agriculture department, but they told us that they're all out, and the poison won't come in for a few days. Right now, they're eating all our wheat and corn.
Because of a major pesticide shortage in the area, the fields here will likely be devastated within a few days. And now that the locusts have wings, says Richard China, who heads the United Nations Food and Agricultural Program in Afghanistan, it's impossible to control them without pesticide.
It's easier to kill them when they're on the ground. Our locust spends 75% of its life on the ground, the last 25% of its life in the flying stage, and that's when it's most difficult to control.
Up until just a few days ago, Richard China feared that up to 70% of the country's crop could be destroyed by the locusts.
When the eggs hatch in the spring, and there are millions of the eggs, they advance in broad bands down the slopes, through the desert, towards the greenery, eating everything in their way.
All over Baghlan province, farmers are digging trenches and shaking wheat stalks to force the locusts to fall into an ingenious death trap. Richard China and his team from the Food and Agricultural Program are touring the countryside, urging farmers to use traditional means to combat the locust before it reaches the flying stage.
What we've been doing is mobilizing the communities to dig narrow trenches into which these armies of what we call hoppers, they fall into, or they can be herded and shepherded into these trenches. And they fall in their millions into these trenches. The communities then bury the locusts in the trench. They can then unbury them and use the locusts as fertilizer.
And remarkably, says China, the massive increase in dead locust fertilizer will actually mitigate some of the crop losses this year. By the time the harvest season rolls around, he adds, farmers in the northern plains of Afghanistan can expect to lose only 5% of their crops. Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghlan Province in northern Afghanistan.